WHEE Radio. Welcome to this week's episode of In the Rough with JB and Golfer Gal. I'm your host, JB, and alongside Golfer Gal, we got kind of a special show for you guys this week. We've spent the last few days down at Doral and interacting with some players, and we are going to make our picks, predictions, flops, and everything else, as well as talk about what we saw down there.
We had such a good time, and for me, I always like being able to interact with the players on more of a personal level. I think it's great to see them joking around, and while they're out there practicing and trying to be serious, you get to see them for the real people that they are, not necessarily just athletes.
That's exactly right. You know, while out there we're talking to the guys, we see the guys who are putting in a little more work, and it's not to say the other guys aren't practicing, because they're all working hard, but it's just our perception, and I'm sure when we make our picks, it's going to backfire on us royally.
I'm sure about that as well. But one of the things I think people don't realize, and I know that before I had a chance to go to tournaments, I didn't realize that these guys put in so much work. I mean, Monday they're out there on the course, they're with their caddies, they're doing measurements, they're, you know, morning, noon, and night they are out there on the course. It's not like when we go play on a Saturday or a Sunday, you know, we hit a couple balls at the range, we play around, and we go home. It's so much different for them.
You know, you're exactly right again. You know, watching these guys spend 2 to 3 hours a day on the putting green just to hone their stroke with the greens that they're playing on, and then watching them at the range with everything from equipment alignments to getting on plane to everything else, really working hard. It's a full 8 to 12 hour days that these guys are putting in before a tournament, and this being a shortened field to, you know, a little less than 70 players, we really get to see the top golfers in the world out there.
Yeah, and one of the things that was really surprising to me, I don't think I ever really realized that these guys actually use alignment aids and they're out there practicing with those kind of things. And I just figured they went out there and they hit some balls, but it's not like that at all.
Well, you know, you're right. They really do work on getting to the right plane with their swing, especially if they're struggling. But I will say we saw one person that was just getting out there and hitting balls, and he was hitting them further than anybody I've ever seen.
It was ridiculous.
And that is Alvaro Quiroz, who was clearing the range, and he had the other guys on the tour that were hitting next to him kind of stopping in amazement and watching this guy hit.
Yeah, they were all laughing and joking with him. They're like, dude, where'd your ball just go? We can't even see it. It's gone.
Yeah, he is a freak of nature. And with that cue, let's get into a couple of the picks we have. And the first one we're going to go with is who we believe is going to win. Why don't you start, Golfer Gal?
I'm kind of torn between two guys just by watching them out there today or the other day. I think that Stricker has a really good chance. He's a solid player. He practices hard. He plays well. But when I was watching Rory on the putting green, he was putting lights out. I mean, he was hitting 20 feet, 30 feet, didn't matter. He was sinking every single putt, and he was out there 7 a.m. at the range hitting balls, and just I think that he's got a good chance as well. So I know that I should make a decision and pick one, but I can't. I'm torn between two.
That is the ultimate cop-out, everybody.
But, I'm a woman. I'm allowed to do that.
She's right. Rory was working hard, maybe harder than anybody else we saw with our own eyes anyway, from sun up to sundown. And Stricker really does suit this course well because he keeps it in play and works his way around the course. I'm going to go in a different way, and some may call my pick a cop-out as well, because I'm going to go with Phil Mickelson and say he's going to repeat. I think that he's got the ultimate game for this course, and his track record kind of proves it. I really like his chances. There are a couple other guys I thought about, but I think he's the guy who's going to make the run.
I like Phil, and I think he's got a decent chance, but I don't think he's going to repeat it. I don't see back-to-back wins.
The next category we're going to discuss is kind of our dark horse pick, and it's somebody that, you know, you may not have thought about right away, which is a little hard when it's a shortened field and it's got the top 70 playing, but the guy who you may not think about right off the top of your head, but we both think is going to make a real run this weekend.
I picked Y.E. Yang. I think that, just like you said, I think that he's kind of like a sleeper, you know? I see him doing well.
It's hard to imagine a guy who won a major last year as a sleeper. But you're exactly right. And I'm not actually, now that I said that, was it last year or the year before?
Well, it's just because people don't think about him. I don't know why exactly, but they just, when they start thinking about, you know, superstars, he's not a name that comes up very often.
I agree. And we got to spend a little bit of time with him on the range. And despite
he's
the
hilarious.
Fact that his English is broken, he is one of the funniest people we've come across.
Oh, absolutely. We told him we liked his belt buckle because, you know, he's got the rooster on. And he goes, "You like chicken?" It was so funny.
Yeah, he was a blast, and he's a lot of fun, and man, was he hitting the ball well on the range.
Yeah, he was, and his pants were crazy.
My dark horse pick is the guy we spoke about a couple minutes ago, and that is Alvaro Quiroz. Watching him hit the ball made me weep because when he – I would need driver to reach where he was hitting on a couple of these, and he was playing it in every way. He was hitting fades that were going 370 yards. It's something that should not be possible, and you had the top players in the world standing there looking at him in amazement.
Yeah, he's a monster out there.
You know, I'm going to go with him and say, look for him to put up a really good weekend. The only thing that scares me is we did not see him once around the putting green the entire time, but I'm sure he was out there. At least I'm going to say he was.
Yeah, but better than last year, we saw him at transitions, and he was sitting back and relaxing while his caddy was putting.
Yeah, that was actually pretty funny. He was sitting in a chair, and the caddy was out there putting on the putting green.
Yeah, but he seems like a jokester. The guy's always smiling.
That's exactly right. And the last one we're going to take as far as categories go is we're going to talk about the guys. Being that this is a top 70 field and you expect really the cream of the crop and everybody to play well, we're going to go with a guy that we think may struggle for one reason or another. And who do you have in that?
I'm actually going to pick Furyk. I'd like to see Furyk do well. But the reason I picked him is because I saw that he was switching some clubs around a little bit, and I think that while I know that, you know, eventually it'll help, I'm wondering if maybe that's going to hinder him right now.
That one's a little surprising, especially for the cover guy on our new magazine coming out in the spring. Nice to see you having a lot of faith in it. Are we going to be like the SI Jinx? If they're on the cover of our magazine, they fall apart?
No. I said I think it's going to be good for the future. I just think that maybe not for this specific event. That's all.
My struggler, as I like to call them, is Dustin Johnson. It's ironic, too, because I picked him to be my dark horse pick of 2010, and he came out with a bang and has played well. There's not a lot to say about the reason I think he's going to struggle, other than I just think he's going to have a tough weekend this week and really try to have to grind it out, and that's not really his kind of game.
Yeah, I think that for him, he's still a young guy, and I think that the competition is just going to be a little too fierce for him.
Like I said, we actually got to see a lot of the stuff at Doral and not just the players, as we had a great time with the players. And I'm sure Garf Legal will give you a couple more stories. But we got to take a look at most of the tour vans that were out there. And I kind of wanted to discuss a couple of things that really stood out to us as something that is really just jumped out at us as things that we thought you guys would like to know about.
Well, the tour vans are always really cool. It's really fun to go in there and see how they make the clubs, and the fact that they can do it in 2 minutes is fascinating to me.
Yeah, watching these guys make drivers, you know, especially with the moldable, I guess is not really the right word, but the straight fit in the R9, I'll use as an example, with the shaft technology where they could switch it out, they can make these guys adjustments to open and close, like the guy at Nike told us, in 10 seconds.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, too, because everyone knows JB. He's got lots of equipment, like, you know, gets to test the equipment, but he still was like a kid in a candy store. He saw, I forget which van we were in, but he saw these shafts, these copper shafts, and I swear he was like a four-year-old kid. He's like, I want that. I must have it.
Thank you for calling me out on the radio, but she's right. I actually saw them in two vans. They were both in the TaylorMade van and the Cleveland van. So I'm going to plug a worthless plug here for True Temper, because they have a new shaft coming out and I don't even have the name of it. In fact, I actually had the name of it, but I lost it.
I don't remember it.
It's a tour prototype right now. It's copper-esque colored, I would say. And I saw them, and I'm sure they would not work for my game in the least bit. But I saw them, and I was running around telling everybody I could, what do I have to do to get a set of those?
Yeah, they were nice. I'll give you that. They were nice. They were shiny and pretty, but you were kind of like a kid. It was pretty funny.
I do like shiny and pretty on a golf club, and you know, when it comes down to it, that's the most important thing. A couple of other things that we saw that stood out. The first thing we saw at the tour van that I have to mention is a hermetically sealed package of ham. And it was in the TaylorMade tour van, and one of the gentlemen we've come to know pretty well, his name is Wade, and he works on a lot of the clubs, and you'll see him in videos on THP as we shoot video of the tour van and him making clubs. But apparently he worked on Sergio Garcia's father's clubs, and you know, his father's a heck of a player too, and he brought him some wine and this ham from Spain, and it's supposed to be this delicacy and everything else, but it was a little amusing.
It was interesting looking. I'm sure that it was very tasty, but it was definitely interesting looking, and I'm not sure that I would have actually tried it. But, you know, that kind of brings me to my whole theory on Sergio. you know, when I first started watching him, I really liked him. And then I, you know, he kind of said a bunch of things and you're kind of like, okay, well, you know, maybe he's not as good of a guy as you thought. But I got to tell you, when I met him at Doral this week, he's a nice guy. He's awesome. Some people say I was charmed. And maybe
she was charmed.
I was, yeah, I did get two kisses on the cheek. But he was just a nice guy. He was funny. He was kind. He was gracious. He wasn't that, you know, prima donna that people kind of say he is. And I honestly thought he was. And, you know, I thought that last year, too. But my opinion of him has changed a lot.
It's funny you mentioned the prima donna because we certainly we're not going to call out any golfers or anything like that. But there's certainly some that are out there that are like that.
Yeah. I also thought it was cool that he actually grinds his own wedges, right?
That's exactly right. In fact, the TaylorMade guys made a point. He is the guy, I believe. I think he's the only one left that does actually do his own grinding. But with the new wedges he was looking at, he really won't have to do that anymore. He'll just change the face
and
keep the wedge. And there's a video on that of Kenny Perry talking about that very thing, about really you only need one wedge with the new XFT technology in the TaylorMade wedges.
Speaking of Kenny Perry, what's up with the glasses?
I know he's got his deal with transitions now, and he's in the commercials. I don't know. It definitely looks different.
It does. I almost didn't recognize him, and usually I can spot him out of a crowd more than anybody else.
Yeah, he looks a little different out there. Quite a few of the athletes look different up close if you haven't seen them. You see them on TV, and you may see them standing next to guys, but I think a golfer gal made it a point to say a couple of times, I had no idea how tall you were.
Yeah, they're huge. Granted, I'm short. Depending on the day, I'm between 5 feet and 5'2", depending on who asks me. But some of these guys
are
like...
She lies.
Yeah, he thinks I'm 5'2", or 5 feet, but I'm 5'2". But these guys, they're 6'2", 6'3", 6'5". Some of them are 6'7". I mean, they're tall guys.
Yeah, they're bigger than people think.
Yeah, much bigger than I would have thought, too, which is part of the reason why some of them can crush the ball like they do.
That's exactly right, not to mention their swing. But I think it first came to light as she was gawking, as I'll say, at Adam Scott.
I would not call it gawking. I was appreciating his swing. It's very technically sound.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Moving back away from Adam Scott and wiping her mouth, we're going to go back to the tour vans and say we got to, you know, talk a lot about the little things here and there with the different vans. And one of the things that was intriguing to me is how different the vans are. They all do the same thing for the most part. They have the same equipment to help the players on their staff and so on. But, you know, you have TaylorMade's, which is very industrial and almost warlike.
Yes.
And then you have Nike's, which is classically elegant, I would say, with the wood paneling and the wood countertops and the putting hole drilled into the floor.
Yeah, that was really cool, by the way. I liked that a lot.
And Callaway is also the classically elegant side. And then Cleveland is more... I would say function over fashion.
Yeah, I agree.
But every one of them is very different. But every guy in there has such a passion for what they're doing.
And they're amazing at what they do. And they're all nice guys, too. I didn't meet one person who I thought was rude.
No, you're absolutely right. Speaking of Florida, mm-hmm. we have something we're going to shift to a little later on in the show, and that is our THP Florida golf outing. You know, before we go on to that, we are going to talk. Doral is starting right now. It's on TV. And we do have a THP contest, so hopefully everybody got their entries in. Our entries are, of course, not official, but I feel good about them this year.
Yeah, I still can't make my decision, so I don't really know. But I have one funny story that I want to tell, and then we can go on to something else. And I don't know why I found it funny, but we were at the putting green, and I saw a guy, and I could not for the life of me remember who he was, but I saw his staff bag. So
before she goes on any further, I do want to say she knows just about every one of the players. So her not recognizing somebody kind of stands out.
Yeah, I can usually recognize them even from the back. I don't know why. I just have an eye for that kind of stuff, I guess. But this one guy was driving me crazy.
And she did recognize Adam Scott from the back.
Well, he's kind of easy to recognize. But anyhow, this guy looks a lot like Tim Clark, but I knew it wasn't him. So I saw his staff bag and thought, okay, I'm going to be really sly. I'm going to be real slick. I'm going to walk by his staff bag and see who it is. And he caught me. He totally caught me, and he kind of was following me the whole way because he knew what I was trying to do. It turned out it was Jason Duffner, and he was a nice guy and kind of smirked and smiled about it, but I was kind of embarrassed.
It borderline stalking.
No.
It was kind of stalking. And while out there, I do want to give a kind of heads up. We got to hang out with Jim, the owner, one of the owners of Seymour Putters, and he showed us a couple of the new prototypes that they have coming out. And while she was drooling over a couple of the players, I was drooling at this equipment. both the M9 and the SB2. We have pictures of them up on the website in the forum. They're pretty remarkable.
Yeah, Penny Hardaway was out there too, playing around on the putting green with one of the putters.
Yeah, Penny Hardaway made a couple of appearances.
Yes, he did.
And first was we got to watch the Nike guys build his driver. Being a Nike athlete has its perks, I guess.
Yeah, I would say so.
And so they were building his driver in the tour van. And then he made an appearance. He's quite fond of Seymour putters, being from Memphis. And he was out on the putting green playing with one of those as well.
Yeah. Overall, it was just such a good time for me. And, you know, we saw Brian Gay over it when we were at dinner. Him and his wife were having dinner. And he remembered me from the interview that I did with him back at the PGA show. And I really thought that was just awesome. And I have a lot of respect for him now, too.
Yeah, most of the guys recognize her a lot more than they recognize me. Part of that is because she is the face as far as the interviews go. Part of that is because she's cuter than I am.
Oh, nonsense.
Staying on site makes it easy to interact, and the guys treated us great. So we want to give a thank you out to the PGA Tour players as well as the people at Doral.
Yeah, absolutely.
For giving us the ability to be near where we needed to be at all times.
Yeah, it was a wonderful experience, and we look forward to doing it again next year.
Switching gears, we're going to talk about our THP Florida golf outing that we announced about a month ago.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited about that. And every day I'm talking to more and more companies, seeing what we can do about adding more companies to participate so we can have a lot of equipment and fun goodies and giveaways and whatnot for everybody who can attend.
What it is I believe, I don't have the dates in front of me, but it's April 16th and 17th, if I'm correct.
17th and 18th.
17th and 18th. We're going to play a minimum of 2 rounds of golf. We're going to have our own kind of mini demo day. And we have a goodie bag for everybody that contains some apparel, or a piece of apparel, I should say. I don't want to get people too excited. But I can say some apparel.
Yeah.
We're going to have some contests, and people are going to get to try out just a slew of brands. So I'm going to go through and I'm going to kind of announce the companies that have confirmed that are sending things or we have already received for the demo day or for the outing, I should say. And kind of explain what it is and what we're going to be doing with it. And start with a couple of distance measuring devices. And we have the OnPar GPS that I know a lot of people were interested in trying out. Mm-hmm. We have Izzo sent a Swami GPS unit. And we also have Bushnell, who sent both a GPS and rangefinders. We have both for people to try out. So 3 really top-end brands.
Yeah, so you'll be able to figure out exactly where your ball is going.
Except in my case. Equipment companies confirmed so far we have TaylorMade, Nike, Bettinardi, Cleveland, Mizuno, Seymour. Am I forgetting it? I don't think I'm forgetting anybody that's – oh, Rife Putters is in as well.
Yes, Rife Putters and we possibly STX. We're still waiting to hear from them for sure.
Correct. So a lot of really good equipment. Oh, Scratch Wedges.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Scratch Wedges should be involved as well.
And so we have a lot of equipment for people to try out. I can say just now, breaking news, I could say, is Callaway is going to be sending equipment in as well. So you'll be able to try out some of those drivers that fared so well in our driver shootout.
Yeah, that should be great. It's going to be a great time.
And we also have some apparel coming as well. Cleveland Classics has been kind enough to dress each golfer that makes their way down here in a shirt.
Each male golfer, bummer for the ladies.
Well, that's okay. We also have a spotless swing towel for everybody that gets to try it out. We got to review those about a month ago, and it's a really unique kind of item, and I think people will really like it.
Yeah, and they were really good sports, too, because they really were pretty low on inventory, and they did what they can to make sure that they could get it out to us, so we're really appreciative to them about that.
And everybody will have a brand new Puka hat. I've said for a while that I think they make the best hats out there.
They really do. They're comfortable. They look great. And I'm pretty sure you can get them branded any way you want.
That's correct. They're not really consumer hats as much as they are industry hats. Companies use their production to brand their hats. And we have a couple of other items that I'll call miscellaneous. First is we have THP logoed golf tees for everybody, as well as the golf ring, which is a training aid that people are going to get to try and work on their short game with. And that about sums it up so far. But we also... You know, like I said, we have 2 rounds of golf. Both Saturday and Sunday we're playing golf, and then each morning we're going to be at the range trying all this stuff out. We also have our launch monitor out there.
That's right. We have the AccuSport Vector X launch monitor.
Correct. So people are going to be able to check out different shafts and things like that and find out what really works best for them. And then in the evening, Saturday evening, we are treating everybody to food mm-hmm. and drinks, and we hope everybody has a great time.
Yeah. Like I said, we're really looking forward to it. I'm going to do my little happy weather dance so that hopefully it'll be nice weather when everyone gets here, because it's a beautiful time of the year for Florida. So as long as it stays sunny, it should be nice temperatures, no humidity, and just a great time to play golf.
That is exactly right. I mean, really, that month is probably my favorite month to play golf in Florida. It's the weather is just then getting really nice and warm, but not overly hot. The humidity hasn't really set in yet, and it's just a good time. And another form of breaking news, Golfer Gal will be playing in our outing.
Yes, I will be playing in the outing. I have been working on my lessons because my game is not doing well lately. So hopefully I'll be able to get out there and not completely embarrass myself.
She's kidding herself. She's been working hard at it. She belonged on the range at Doral. And she's been playing much, much better because she went through her struggles like we all do. And now it seems to be coming back, so she will be out there playing. Like I said, this is a shortened show. We kind of wanted to make sure everybody got the information they needed, as well as that way we can embarrass ourselves with our picks.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add?
No, I don't think so. I'm just really excited to watch some golf and see who wins.
Me too. And I really hope just for once that my picks actually come through.
Well, we'll see about that. And if you are interested in coming to the Florida Golf Outing, let us know. You can send us emails, or we have everything on the website on thehackersparadise.com, and you can check out all the information there as well.
That's correct. You can always email us with any thoughts you have. You can tell us we stink. Josh at thehackersparadise.com.
And I'm GolferGal at thehackersparadise.com.
As well as in the forum, you will see a thread called the THP Florida Golf Outing. It's about 30 pages now, I'll say.
I think about that.
And, it's full of everything you'd need, is people opting in to have some fun. And we have quite a nice list of players coming out. And obviously, you've heard about all the companies participating. So we hope you'll be able to make it out as well.
Oh, and I also wanted to say that we have tons of pictures on the website from Doral, from all the players and the putting green and the driving range. So if you get a chance to check that out, go ahead and do that. And, of course, all the videos that we also took, including the tour van, which is really just an interesting video to watch.
Yeah, there's a ton of pictures up already. Each player has its own thread. We're talking about, just their swings. We've broken down their swings. Well, I wouldn't say broken down, because they're all pretty darn good. But we have photographs of each swing and so on and so forth, and I think everybody's going to really enjoy the pictures.
Yeah, I think so too.
So for us, we're going to sign off, and unlike us playing from the rough, we hope you're keeping it in the fairway.